This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Was the Bible written to be understood? It is very common today for people to say, oh, we can't understand the Bible alike. If we believe that, we're going to have to say that God don't know what He's doing, that God is incapable of giving us a book we could understand. Perhaps it's the case that such a statement is offered in defense of the more than 400 different denominations that exist in the world today. The idea is that people want their own way, and one way or the other, they're going to get it, and then they just expect God to be happy with it. I certainly do not want to be one who blames God as being the author of confusion, do you? In 1 Corinthians 14:33, we read, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. It's not God's fault, friend, when people don't understand nor follow the Bible. The Bible was written to be understood. The great apostle Paul, writing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16-17, tells us, we find that he wrote to the church at Ephesus so they might understand the revelation or the will or word of God. We read in Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 3 and 4, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, now listen to this, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. He was writing so they would understand what had been revealed to him concerning the mystery of Christ. The mystery of Christ was that which had been previously unknown in Old Testament times. Now, could they understand what he wrote or not? Yes, they could understand. For the very purpose in writing it was so they could understand the will of God. Since they could understand it, can't we understand it today? The letter to the church at Colossae, it was written to be understood, and it was to be forwarded to other congregations so they could read it and likewise understand. Notice what we read in Colossians 4 and verse 16. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. So the books of the New Testament are to be read. They are to be understood. They are to be sent out into all places so that others likewise may read them and understand. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 27 we read, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. Why read the Word of God if we can't understand it? Jesus prayed that all who would believe in Him would be one, that they might be united. John chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. Was Jesus praying for the impossible? Did He not know what He was asking to be done? According to what many believe today, Jesus didn't know that people couldn't see it, couldn't understand the Bible alike. The fact is, friend, Jesus knew that all people everywhere must see the Bible alike. And we've got to do so if we expect to be pleasing in His sight, because the Bible is only one. It says only one thing. It is the inspired Word of God. And if we mess it up, it's going to be our fault. It won't be God's fault. So the point is that we would follow the Scriptures. And in doing so, we will be united with others who are doing the same thing, that we might love God, love His Word, and so live that would be pleasing in His sight. And that brings about unity, not division. How dare anyone say that we cannot understand the Bible, because the Bible was written that we might understand what God's will is. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.